Gemara Shabbat Dan today that was being studied in the Shvat Avraham Ben Yosef Yosef Ben Sabudu Hashem Tulechem Begin Aiden Amen. That was being studied for Asher Emma Moshe Ben Malka Daniel Ben Esther Ne'am Batachem Kol Cholam Moshe El Nefar Lahem for the Nefesh and for the Guf for Tam Kerubad Abol Echen Yosef and Omar Amen. We begin today's Daf Zayin Amud Bet, and we are up to the subject of Chorei Reshut HaRabim. Chorei Reshut HaRabim are the holes in the walls of the Reshut HaRabim. So the Gemara begins Lufa Amar Av Gidal Amar Av Chaya Bar Yosef Amar Rav. We did really. We'll read it again. Bayit she'en tocho yud. The house is not 10 high. V'kiruyo mashlimo le. But the roof completes it to 10. Al gago mutal leteltel v'chulo. And the roof you can carry the whole time because it's reshut yachid. Betocho en metzatelim bo ebedalad amot. Because the house is considered a karmelit. Because it doesn't go up to 10. It's less than 10. And therefore you cannot carry only up to dalad amot. Amar baye. Vim hakak bo dalad al dad beshlimo. Le. The yud. If let's say you dug 4x4 in the bottom. So now from that digging to the roof you have 10, mutal etaltel bechulo. You're allowed to carry not only in the hole, which is 10, but you're allowed to carry around the hole as well. My ta'ama, have chorei reshut yachid. It's the holes literally that are around the reshut yachid. Chorei reshut yachid, reshut yachid damu. De'etmar, chorei reshut yachid, reshut yachid damu. Chorei reshut rabim. When it comes to the holes that are surrounding the reshut rabim, that's a machloket. Abaye omer, reshut rabim damu. Rava omer, lav reshut rabim damu. Amar le rava la abaye. Rava comes and tells Abaye again. Abaye holds kirshut harabim damu. Ledidach tamat chorei reshut harabim damu. According to you, that says that the holes that are coming out of the walls of reshut harabim are considered reshut harabim. May shena mehad dechi ata rabim yamar v'yohanan. No nesecha ela lekeren zavit hasemucha reshut harabim. Remember we said yesterday that the one Hadushim in the Braita was to come and tell me that if a person, let's say, has a house, and the house is on a slant, the house is on an alakson, so therefore it creates corners that are on the side of the house, so is that those corners over there are not considered the Shut HaRabim. Why? Let them be considered Chorei Reshut HaRabim. You have the Shut HaRabim running across, and you have these juttings, or you have these holes that are on the side, that are coming on the sides of the houses. You hold Chorei Reshut HaRabim, Shut HaRabim. So why don't you say that that case also is considered the Shut HaRabim? Over there, the usage is not comfortable. When a person walking straight down the road there, it's coming out of on a side, on an angle. Therefore, the usage is not comfortable. But hey, regular Chorei Reshut HaRabim, normally the holes on the side of the Shut HaRabim, they're easy to use. It all depends on the usage or the easability, the easiness of the usage. Tanana zorek dal amot bakotel. The person throws 4 amot and it lands at the kotel. Demale ma'asara kezorek ba'avir. If you throw it above asara, it's kezorek ba'avir, because above asara then Reshut HaRabim is considered a kompetut. Lemata ma'asara tefachim kezorek ba'aretz. But if you throw less than tefachim, it's like you throw it on the ground, because it's considered Reshut HaRabim. Ba'avinam ba'a ma'ay kezorek ba'aretz. And Gemara asks the question, what do you mean kezorek ba'aretz? Ve'ah lo nah. When you throw something against the wall, it doesn't land. Tamar Rabbi Yochanan ben Veda Shemina Shana. So you tell me a chadush was talking about a fig or a date that was Shemina. And the book sticks against the wall. So the Gemara asks the question. If you tell me the holes of the Shut HaRabim, like the Shut HaRabim, Lamali Lukma ben Veda Shemina. What do you have to say that it's talking about a fig? Lukma Bistror. What's the difference? A date? Date. You say that Chorei Reshut HaRabim should have been. You don't got to give me a crazy case where you throw a fig and it's stuck against the wall. It's very simple. There was a hole in the wall, and the hole is facing the Reshut HaRabim. Chorei Reshut HaRabim. And therefore, you threw it into the hole. Zimnin meshani la shani sror vechevez the mehader. One time, Rabbi answered that what different because when you throw a rock, it hits the wall and comes back down. Therefore, it's not going to be for Amot. Bounces off the wall and comes back towards the person. And therefore, that's one answer why you have to say Devida Shemina. Ve'atu, and then it's going to come back. Ve'atu. Zemni Meshani La, Ve'kote Ve'let Behor. It can be too many Kote without a hole. The Kote doesn't have a hole, then you have to stick on all that. So you have to say Devida Shemina. Me'mai, Be'diktani Resha. How do I know that? When it says Zarak Le'mal Masala Tefarik, Tefahim, Kizorek Ba'avir. Since if you threw above 10 Tefahim, it's like you threw it in the air, because it's a kompetur. The east, like I've been called the Eid Behol, but if you're talking about a kotel that has a hole in it, Amai Kezurek Be'avir, Ha Nach Behol. What are you talking about? It's like Kezurek Be'avir, it landed in a hole. Ella must be that when you say Kezurek Be'avir, it's talking about over here, because there's no Hanachav in it. Because we're talking about there's no holes in the wall over there. Vechi Temam Anitin Delet Behu Dalet Al Dalet. Gemara comes along and says, maybe you're going to tell me. Now, look at that Ashi. Amai Kezurek Be'avir for a second. Look at that Ashi over here. Amai Kezurek Be'avir. Ha, habide meshut rabim, reshut yachid. Tavide gavua asara reshut la'atzmo. If there was holes in it, so then it has the din of a reshut hayachid. Because if the wall is 10 tefachim high, at least there's 4 tefachim wide, so there's a din of reshut hayachid. Reshut hayachid goes all the way up to the sky. If it has a hole in the wall, so when you throw it over, you throw it from reshut rabim to reshut hayachid. What do you tell me? Kezorek, ba'avir. Ela must be talking about where the wall itself does not have any holes in it, not on the top and not on the bottom. That's what we had to say that we're talking about over here. Bitvela shemena shanua, he threw it and landed on the wall itself. So maybe you kind of come and tell me who told you. Maybe he's talking about where it doesn't have dalet al dalet. Doesn't have dalet al dalet. So therefore, it's not a shuti yachid anyway. It says if you threw above 10 tefachim, doesn't have to have dalet tefachim. In order to be considered the shuti yachid, for it to land, it does not have to land in a place that exactly the hanacha is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Even if it lands on a place that is a kosher, would be considered a reshut yachid. Why? Banu the machlok Rabbi Meir v'Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir sabar chokekim nashlim. V'Rabbanan sabri en chokekim nashlim. En ala shma'mina. V'kotet led behu chor shma'mina. We have a case of chokekim nashlim. What's chokekim nashlim? You have a mezuzah. You have a post over here. So when you have a post or a door, right? You have columns on both sides. So it has to be a certain space, let's say, in between the post or to be hayav a mezuzah. So let's say you don't have the space. So one rabbi says, chokekim, you imagine as if you chiseled out the corner, the posts. And if you chisel out the posts, you'll have the shi'ud. So therefore, you hayav in a mezuzah. One says, no, in chokekim, nashlim. You don't chisel out. If you have it, you have it. You don't have it, you don't have it. So similarly, we're going to say the same thing with this wall. It doesn't have to land on 4 tefachim. But so long as if you would chisel out the wall, you'd be able to have a space that was 4 by 4 tefachim, it would be considered a reshut yachid. So therefore you don't need to have a 4 by 4. So if you're talking about a place that had a hole in it, so why tell me if you threw it above 10, it's makom patur, you patur, adraba. According to one shita, even if you landed on a little area over there, since you could chisel it out to make it 4x4, just like you do by mezuzah, you'd be hayav from Torah from Reshut Rabim to Reshut Yachid. Ela must be, since in that case we're saying you patur, why? Halonah. That's what happens. When you throw it above, it's not landing in the chor over there, it's landing above 10. Above 10 in Reshut Rabim is considered a makom petur, and therefore it's landing below over there, it's talking about where it's in Reshut Rabim, and therefore you threw 4 amot, and therefore this is Divinash. You can't say it's talking about a rock, because the rock would come down, and therefore you'd not be hayav at all.
That's why we're making this assumption.
Mm-hmm. Look at that she. You have thickness of the walls, and it's wide. We consider it as a chisel. So say the same thing over here. Rabbi Meir is what's saying is to be Mishita. The Hayab, the Stamishna, Rabbi Meir, Stamishna is Rabbi Meir. So therefore, why do you say that? Okay, so that's the Gemara's assumption over there. Comes the Gemara and continues. Mufa Amar and Chazan. Now, at Kana Mishutri, you thrusted a Kane. Kane is a pole. In the Mishutri, Vezarach Ben Achagabab, you threw something and it landed on top of it. I feel the Gavo Ame Ama Hayab. Even if it landed 100 Ama high, Hayab, if the Mishutri, Hayat, or the Ad, Lanakia, because the Mishutri goes all the way up to the Shamam. Anything that's the Mishutri Hayat goes all the way up to the sky. Oh, so let us say that Rafazda, that's saying that it goes all the way up to the sky, and this kaneh, how much does kaneh have? This kaneh is a pole, it's very narrow. He's saying like Rabbi Netanya, Zarak Menach, Agabe Ziz. If you threw something and it landed on a Ziz, what is a Ziz? Ziz is like a protrusion that's coming out of the wall, but it doesn't have, it's a kosher, it doesn't have a, arba'a. Koshu, Rabbi Meir, Mechayev HaKamim, Potim. So you see what he's saying, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Arabi. Rabbi says you don't need a halacha al makom, dalal al dalal. So therefore, just like when you throw on top of the Ziz and the Shuti Yahid, it lands on top of the Ziz, is very narrow on top. Oh, you don't need a halacha al makom, dalal al dalal, to be Hayav. That must be going like, it can be, as the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Birshut Yahid, Kula Alma, Lo Peligi, Kedra Fazda. But he says, no, in Mishuti Yachid, everybody agrees with Afazda, that when you throw something in Mishuti Yachid, it doesn't have to land on Makom, Dalit al Dalit. Oh, so then what's the argument over between the B and Hakamim that you're telling me over here, Zarak Benach al Gabeziz called Shehu Yav Mahloket? That's what you just tell me now, quote everybody, you don't need to land on a Makom Dalit. Ela, Hakabi Ilana Omed, Rishuti Yachid, Venofo, Notel, Rishuti Rabim. We're talking about over here a tree. The tree is standing in Rishuti Yachid. And its north, its branches are overhanging into the Rishuti Rabim. And you threw, and it landed on the branches. Put the branches to where the root, the trunk is. The trunk is in the shoot, the yachid. Therefore, it's like you threw into the shoot, hayachid. The rabbanan sabri lo amir shedin nufo batari karo. You don't say shedin nufo batari karo. It's considered the north, and therefore you're not going to be hayav. Look at Rashi. Rashi says shedin nufo. Amin Vishna Harina Amar Abaye Bedra Fazda Davi Bishuti Yachid Afilu Rabbanan Modu. Even a B Yehuda is even a Rabbanan is Modu. You don't need a Dalar al Dalar. Dechi Peligi Bishdinu Fu Batar Ikaru De Peligi. Where's the Mahlok that the rabbis and the B in hand? Bishdinu Fu Batar Ikaru. We have a tree. Again, the north is in the Shuta Rabim and the tree is in the Shuta Yachid. And when you threw it, landed on the north. So the B says, specifically if it landed on the Shuta Yachid. If it landed on the Shuta Yachid, therefore does not have on kosher, we can land it on the branches. But according to the banana, no, it's considered landing in the shoot of the beam. If it didn't land on a significant place, just land it on the branch, and therefore you're not going to be hayav. Amar Abaye comes along and says, Zara kaveret reshut rabim gevoha yud ve'en arachava vav hayav v'chava vav patur. Okay, now we discuss over here throwing a cylindrical object, throwing a kaveret. Kaveret is like a basket that used to make the honey or store the honey in. It's a round item. We have a rule in Ilchot Shabbat that while you hayav for throwing objects or transferring objects from one reshut to another reshut, you're not hayav for transferring domains. If the item itself is a domain in itself, the item is a, for example, a person threw a reshut to yahid. He took a reshut to yahid. He threw a reshut to yahid. Not hayav for throwing the reshut. We learned the melachot from the Mishkan. The Mishkan didn't throw the reshut. They threw objects. So therefore, you have a cylindrical object. And a cylindrical object, how are you supposed to know if it's the Shuti Yachid? Well, normally the Shuti, what's the size of it? It's 10 high, 4 wide. But in a cylindrical object, you don't have a 4x4. In this sense, you don't have a width because you have a circumference of a circle. So how are you supposed to figure out the 4x4 in a circle? So what you have to do is you have to draw a square in the circle. Oh, now you draw a square in a circle, so the square has to be 4x4 with the hypotenuse being between 5 and 3 fifths, which is the normal, which is a perfect square. 4 by 4 and 5 and 3 fifths is the hypotenuse, we'll call it. So therefore, how wide does the circle have to be in order to get a perfect square in the middle? So the Gemara says, as long as it's 6, if the width of the circle is 6 across, so then diameter, so then if the diameter is 6, so then already you'll be able to put a square in it. Therefore, it's a reshut. If it's a reshut, you're going to be patur. But less than six, you're going to be hayav. Now, really, 6 is lavdavka. It's really 5 3/5. But it's the chumrah we're saying over here. We're saying the chumrah that up until 6 you're going to be hayav. Really, it's up to 5 3/5 that you're going to be hayav, because that's the shiur of a perfect square in a circle. But we were saying in the chumrah that up until 6 you're going to be hayav, but from 6 on, then already you're going to be patur, because you're not throwing an object anymore. You're throwing a reshut. Let's read that inside. So that's the case of a garbage can. You know, garbage can, same thing. Cylindrical object. It's 10 tefachim high. You have the width of it. If it's 6 tefachim or whatever, 6 diameter, and you throw it. You throw it into the reshut harabim. So you're throwing the reshut hiyahid into the reshut harabim. You're not throwing an object anymore into the reshut harabim.
So
patuf, you're throwing the reshut. You're not talking about throwing the reshut, you're talking about throwing objects.
You need to carry it for, right? Would that be correct?
Well, he says Zarak. Kaura, carrying a reshut should be the same, because we don't see it in the Mishkan either. Amar Abaye, Zarak, Kaver, reshut Rabbim. Give Uhayud, the Ena, the Chabavav. So, Ena, the Chabavav, the Pasar reshut. Hayav, the Chabavav, Patur. Abba Amar, Afilu, Ena, the Chabavav, Patur. Oh, what's the Hadush over here? Even if it's less than Vav, it's going to be Patur. Why is it going to be Patur? Kaura, it's an object. מהי טעמה אי אפשר לקרומיות של קנה שלא יעלו למעלה מעשרה. He has a different technical problem. When you have this kaveret, not a garbage can, they have a kaveret. Kaveret is made out of reeds, right? So the reeds are like, they're interwoven with each other, right? And on the top over there, since it's not woven, after 10 of them it's not woven anymore, so there's some of these reeds are just protruding up. So you have protrusions of the reeds on top, which means the item is 10 up to here, but over here when it goes on top, it's above, it's 10 plus. And therefore what's happening when you throw it into the reshut, so the whole keli is not within 10. Part of the keli is above 10. Once part of the keli is above 10, so the keli lands in the mekom petur. So therefore, since it's impossible that you don't have these krumiyot that are coming out off the top, so that you don't have a hanacha totally in a reshut that's going to be hayav, because some of the kid is going to be outside. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Eifshar. See Rashi, Eifshar? Who even give a hayud? Shelo yeh belkrumiot menasheti shigubim mechabrehem shalayle ve'onim lemala meyud shu abim makum petur vekemen de lo nicha kola b'shut rabim. We're talking to the shut rabim. Shut rabim only ends at 10. When does kid end? This kid is ending in the mekom petur. So lo avi anachal yechayube. Ah, we're throwing from the shoot to yechayit to shoot rabim. That's the case we said of Ezra. Kaver shoot rabim. You threw it to the shoot rabim. Shoot rabim only goes up to 10. So if it goes all the 10, this thing is look at the picture over here. You see this is the kaver. You see these things that are protruding on top of it. So it didn't land in 10. It landed above 10. Is above 10?
Any big item?
Any big item that you threw according to Rava, and the Kharameh, this Kaveret is a big item over here.
Never land.
So this item over here, since it goes above 10, it's not considered a reshut. It's not considered a reshut in that sense, but it's considered bottom line patur anyway, because you don't have a different angle. You have the krumiyot.
That's the kereshim were bigger than that. And that's how we learned Hotza'am. So that was one by 10.
I don't know if that's Zarag. Maybe that's Hotza'am. Hoshatan.
Oh,
if he learns Zarika from Hoshatan, that's another machlokin in itself. Like, I mean, Zarag.
Zarag, we don't know.
Zarag, where were they throwing? Where was Zarika in the Mishkan? They were throwing mahatim. Small little needles and things like that that we're throwing to each other. You don't throw kerashim because they're going to break. So then what? Those mahatim, when they landed within the requisite shiur. Specifically. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Go slow. We'll discuss landing upside down now. Look at Rashi. The Habav Vav Patur. If it's wide, according to the first sheet, that's patur, because you're throwing in the shoot. See the sheet, the habab patur. דהבי רשות לעצמה, ואנו ממשכן גמלינן, שהיו זורקים, זורקים מחתיהם במלאכתן זו לזו. They were throwing their needles, so they were weaving, the weaving sticks. They were throwing to each other as they were working. ולא היו זורקים רשויות. Oh, now, she has a side question, which is a very important question. So tell me that while it's 10, it's 10 high, and it's 4 and it's 6 wide, so there's a din of a, or 6 diameter, has a din of a reshut, and then you want to be, why do you have to say it's 10? Even if it's 9, let's say. 9 would be called what? A karmelit. So if, even if it's a karmelit, you should be patur, because you're also throwing a reshut. So why do you have to give me a case of 10 by 6 in a circular item? Can you give me a case less and you still have the same issue of throwing a reshut? Vim tomar b'delo gavu asarana b'reshut la'atzmahi de'a shema karmelit. So you want to say he la'ab b'de'olai ta'ama reshut e'la b'drabbanan. And therefore when the rabbis gave a shi'ud drabbanan, they didn't give it la'kel, they gave it la'chmir. We're not going to say, I have a shi'ud rabbanan now, then we can throw it. Adrabah, the shi'ud was given to Ahmed that you can't carry in such a domain. But not that we're going to be given leniency that if you threw such an item, it's because we're sitting in, throwing a shi'ud.
Because
we
don't answer
that to Yochayam. That's the point. Midrabbanan, we said it to Ahmed, not like it. Now comes the Gemara and says, Avin Hadush, Kata, Alpia. Let's say you turn the kavedit upside down. So now once you turn it upside down, it's not functioning anymore as a keli, so to speak, because it's upside down. And you threw it upside down. So it says, Kefa'a al-biya shiv'a umashu hayat. If the shi'ul of the covenant is 7 and a mashu, so you're going to be hayat. Shiv'a umihsa patur. What's the logic over here? Because if it's 7 and a mashu, so now you throw it into the Rishu Terabim. What happens? When it gets to 2.9 to the Rishu Terabim, we have the concept of Navur. And therefore it's considered what? As if it reached the ground. And therefore when it reaches the ground, what's the size of the whole Keli? You have 2.9 plus 7 in the Mashu. It's perfect. It's 10. It landed in the Rishu Terabim perfectly. However, if you say it's 7.5, when it gets to 2.9, so 2.9 you still have some above. And therefore the Hanaha takes place where? The Hanaha takes place at 2.9. Not when it gets to the ground. And the hot place was at 2.9, so therefore what's going to happen, you're going to be above the Rishut Rabim, and therefore you're going to be patu. That's the first Shita. Kemara says, we'll see now in the Sheik. If I'll be a Shiva Mashu Hayab, Shiva Mersa, patu, Ravashi Amar, Afidu Shiva Mersa Hayab, Maitama, Mechisot, Letokan, Asuyot. He says that we don't say the Mechisot protrude down to the ground, the Mechisot are really made for the inside, in order to put stuff inside them. If we don't see mechitzot of a keli go the other way, Adam, they go inside and not out. So if we even set it in half, it doesn't matter. Then we're not going to say a lavud. Either once it lands on the ground, it's going to be hayav. Look at that shuna. Kafal piha bezarka. Aena rechava vavka. We're talking about where it's not an reshut, where it's actually a. It's actually an object. Almost less than that. Why? All of it lands in the Rishut Rabim. 7 in the Mashu, plus 2.9 of the Lavud. You have a perfect 10. When it gets to less than 3, not only 7.5, but 7.2 mashu. It's the same thing. Once you get to more than 7 in a mashu, you're going to be patur. Why? Because once you get to 2.9, you have 2.9 plus 7 and 2 mashus, you're ready, you're above asara. Once you're ready, you're above asara, you're not in the Shut Rabim. So, you're not in the Shut Rabim. So, you're not in the Shut Rabim. So, you're not in the Shut Rabim. Now, here's the answer to your question. We only say Lavud when it is. When the walls are facing down towards the Rishut Rabim, but if it's facing up, we don't say Lavud because the bottom of the Keli is separating between the walls and the Rishut Rabim. Mashiach, when the walls are facing the Rishut, there's nothing separating it, then we'll say Lavud. But when you throw it right side up, what's happening? You have the base. You have the base on the bottom.
So,
the base is separating the walls from the Rishut Rabim. ולא אמין לבוד, אלא במחיצות. You understand when there's מחיצות? There's not מחיצות of it, it's the base. When you turn it upside down, it's all מחיצות of it, no base. So therefore, that's the answer to that question. I mean, yes?
The case that we're talking about is when it's upside down, the cup is upside down, that's only that case.
Comes Gemara continues, a new case. Gemara says a big hadush now. Amar Ula. Amud Tisha Beshut Rabbim. What would you say? You have a beam. That's 9 in the Reshut Rabbim. It's 9 high. Well, 9 high Reshut Rabbim. So we call that a Karmelit. So we said anything up to 10, 4x4, up to 10 is considered a Karmelit. So the Gemara says no. Up to 9, Verabim Mechatfim Ala. 9 specifically. And what do people do with 9? It's a perfect height. Exactly. People take their loads and they rest it on it. They lean on it. It's a perfect height for putting a person's satchel on it or a knapsack on it. And if you throw on top of it, hayav. Why? Might that, it's going to be considered a reshut rabim. If you threw something and landed on top of it, you're going to be hayav. Normally, if you go from the reshut yachid to a reshut, let's say you go from the reshut rabim to the reshut rabim, or reshut rabim to a karmelit, you are patur. But this is going to be considered a reshut rabim. So see, it's like you threw 4 amot in the reshut rabim, or from the reshut yachid to the reshut rabim, you're going to be hayav. Might amad, the Gemara gives the reason now. Pachot b'shlosha. Anything that's, let's say, a protrusion in the Reshut Rabim less than 3 is considered Reshut Rabim. Why? Midras dar silei rabim. People trample on things that are less than 3. Therefore, it's considered accessible to the Reshut Rabim. Shlosha da'at tish'ah, from 3 to 9, lo midras dar silei velo chetufeim lechetfeh. People don't walk on something that's between 3 and 9, nor do they lean their stuff on because it's a funny height. It's too low. They don't bow down that much. However, tish'ah, vaday mechetfein aleveh. Unbelievable hadush. The magic number 9. 9 in the Reshut Rabim is considered a Reshut Rabim because it still functions like a Reshut Rabim. The people use it.
9 to 10.
9, it's exactly 9 to 10. A block of 9 is considered a Reshut Rabim.
9 to 10, just 9 exactly.
9 exactly. Amar Abaye and Rav Yosef. Guma Mai. Now we discuss Guma. What about a Guma? That's exactly a shoe. The nine plus is really too high for them to use it. Now is hayav if he throws down an amor to shoot the rim, is hayav if he throws from the shoot and lands on that item. Gumana. Now we discuss what about a guma that's 9 deep? What's the she'ela? Guma that's 9 deep. We know people don't walk into it, but maybe people stick their things in there. Maybe it's a good storage place for the Reshut Rabim as well. Yeah, people are not going to walk into a ditch that's 9 deep in the Reshut Rabim. My amale vechem beguma. Vechem beguma. People are going to store their stuff in the guma of 9. The Gemara says, "Rava amar beguma lo by tama tashmish ayde adag lashem tashmish." Yeah, they use it, but it's ayde adag. It's not such an easy. You have to bend down and stick your item into this hole over here. Therefore, it's not such an easy thing, and therefore, it is a tashmish. But it's called tashmish ayde adag. So there was a din of a karmelit. Therefore, it's not going to be din of a reshut harabim. That's right. So a block going above the reshut harabim. It's easy. Just walk now. You just stick your thing on it. But shaking a hole in the ground. You're right, you'll stick your things in it, but it's not so easy to do. Therefore, it's like a solution to be metive, rabba, dabber, matnan, le rabba. Again, the Gemara is going to challenge this concept of rabba. Rabba's rule is tashmish al yedeh ha-dahak, la shemet tashmish. And therefore, this hole of 9 in the ground is not considered a reshut harabim. Hayta kupato munachat reshut harabim givoha asara v'rahava dalet. You have a kupa. What's a kupa? Box. And the kupa is in the reshut harabim. How high is it? It's 10 high and it's 4 wide. Now, what's that considered a reshut yachid? So, en metaltalin lo metocha the reshut harabim. You cannot take from the box to the reshut harabim, but lo metchut harabim the tocha, because you're going from the reshut yachid to the reshut harabim, vice versa. But right. Yeah, but let me give you a case. 10 by 4. 10 by 4 is the minimum reshut yachid. Exactly. Pachot mikar. Oh, if it's less than that, why is it less than that? 9 by 4, let's say, metaltalin. Okay, 9 by 4 metaltalin. What's the deal of a 9 by 4? 9 by 4 we consider it a karmelit. Never karmelit to go from reshut yachid to karmelit is not a problem. Vechen beguma. And similarly, when it comes to a guma, now the chaura, what do you mean similarly when it comes to guma? A guma that's also 9. Ah, if the guma is also 9, you'll be able to transfer back and forth. What do you mean? If you're telling me, if you're just telling me that what? That a guma is,
When we say bahut mikan, what does that mean?
Rashi. Pahot mikan or begoba or berohav. Either it's 9 or it's less than 4x4. Ve'im tomar pahot miyud v'rachabadat karmeliti. You can ask a question that she says. I was going to get back to that. That she's saying, what do you mean you can carry from the karmeliti to the shul rabim? I think I'll have to carry from the karmeliti to the shul rabim. Let's say it's not, the box is not 10x4. It's 9x4. Or it's 10x3. Since it's a keli, even though as the size of a karmelit, the rabbis still call it a keli, and we're not going to make that tel shem keli. You're allowed to carry from a keli to a nishut. If it was a block or something like that, then it can be. But the kelim, the rabbis are not restrict to mevatel the shem keli from it that you say not cannot carry. Because the shut rabim. Look at this, and if we have to put from the keli to the shut rabim. However, the Gemara says vechen beguma. What is vechen beguma? So the Gemara says, my love. My love, asefa. Oh, what does it mean, my love, asefa? Must be going on the sefa. That if it's less than 10, that means the guma is 9. And what are we saying over there? You're allowed to transfer from the guma to the shudabim. What do you mean? If you're telling me that the guma has a deen of a karmelit, so how could you go from the guma to the question against Rava? Or Pam Rava, you just told me that what? Tashmish ayyadeh adah haglashim et tashmish, it's not considered a shoot to the beam, it's considered a karmeli. Karmeli, can I go from a hole of a karmeli to the shoot to the beam? How can I say vechen de guma? If it's less than 10, you can go from the guma to the shoot to the beam. Gemara says, my love is la aresha. So what's going on the resha? Simple case. If you have a guma that's 10x4, to the shoot to the yachid, you cannot go from it itself to the shoot to the yachid, or vice versa. Okay, we have another question. We go quickly. Let's come in. Okay, now let's review. This as a review in Masechet Eruvin. Once we get the review, we'll be able to read half the daf and understand exactly what it's talking about. What's the laws of Eruvin? Laws of Eruvin, if a person wants to carry 2,000 amma on Shabbat, or he wants to extend his range on Shabbat, so what does he have to do before Shabbat? He goes and he puts mazon, shtes seudot, in a certain spot. That place is called his shivita. That place of shivita has to be done before Shabbat. He says, "B'mekom ze ani shovet." Now he doesn't have to be there before Shabbat. He can go back to the city. But since his food is over there, the Gemara says, "In the place where his food is, that's where he's considered." And therefore, now on Shabbat, he can walk all the way to where his food was. And then from his food, he can continue walking 2,000 amot lechol ruach. Now the rule is over there that while he doesn't have to be by his food on Shabbat or when Shabbat enters, but he has to be able to access it when Shabbat enters. Okay, now what time does the Eruv take hold? Ben Hashem Ashot. That means the Eruv has to be around Ben Hashem Ashot. As long as it was around 1 second of Ben Hashem Ashot and then a bird came and took it, it's okay. So long as the Shemitah was around Ben Hashem Ashot, two rules. Number one, it has to be around Ben Hashem Ashot at least for 1 second, and it has to be accessible to him, he's able to get it. But if it's in a place where he would not be able to get it, Ben Hashem Ashot, not because it's far away from him. I mean, if he was there, he'd be able to access it. Of course, if the guy's an hour away, where he's now, he cannot get it. But if he was there, he'd be able to take it. Okay? That's all the introduction that you need to know. Now we go. He wants to make a shivita in the shul terabim. That's where his mind is. He wants to have the shivita in the shul terabim. And where did he put his eruv? In a bor. In a pit. So it all depends where you put it. If you put it above asara, above 10 tefachim, then the eruv is in eruv. Under 10 tefachim, the eruv is not in eruv. What do you mean above 10, below 10? What type of board are we talking about? The Gemara says, maybe we're talking about a board that's exactly 10 tefachim. And what does it mean when you're putting it above 10 tefachim? The delay, the utve, that it's above 10 tefachim, which means the delay with Vilgar Ashi, the mala me'asara tefachim, umay le mala delay utve, shigbiu v'nichol le mala me'asara mekikno shilbor. You put it above 10 from the floor of the of the board. So then, ulmata, and what does ulmata masara mean? The tata'e the utbe, that you put it on the bottom of the board where it's at the tenth divine. Mali lemala, mali lemata. What do I care? Lemala, lemata. Who bimkom echad ve'eru, who bimkom echad. Bottom line, what's that board considered? The shoot hayahid. So what do I care if you put it above the 10 point, below the 10 point? Where's the board? The board's in the, where's the eruv? The eruv is in the shoot hayahid. Where does the guy want to make shemitah? Bereshut harabim. Bereshut mashuka. The guy get his eruv? I'll answer the question. You're in the shirt of the beam. Bidiyuk. So therefore, who will come ahead? What do I care? Above 10, below 10. Once it's in the board, the board's in the shirt of the yachid. You cannot access your eruv ben Hashem Ashot. So that cannot be the case above 10, below 10. Once it's in the board itself, it's finished. The eruv is on the eruv regardless. Must be talking about a board of 9, let's say. Ah, v'ketani erubo eruv. And what says eruv is a eruv alma tashmish ayedah dahal shema tashmish. And therefore, must be a board of 9 is considered shut rabin. And therefore, even though it's difficult to use, and therefore, you see what that it is considered to the question of lava. You came along wanted to say that no tashmish ayedah is not shema tashmish, and therefore, this is a Karmeli. No, I can say that this is a shuma. That's why the eruv is in the eruv. And if what is lemata lemala mean? Lemata ma'asara means the board is less than 10, then it is an eruv. If the board is less than 10, it's an eruv because because it's opposite, it says that. Lemata ma'asara, if the floor is beneath 10, then it's a shuti yahid. Then it's a problem. Lemala ma'asara, if the floor is above 10, that means the board is only 9, then the eruv is an eruv. Why? Because since it's considered a shuti rabim, and you're going from a shuti rabim to a shuti rabim, it's okay. Am I explaining it? But lemala, I said it's okay. Stop. Lemala is okay. Why lemala is okay? If the floor is above 10, that means the floor is raised a little. That means the whole board is how much? 9. And you can and you say it's eruv, eruv, eruv. Why eruv, eruv? Because you're going from the shuti rabim to the floor is less than half, that means it's 10. That is not going to shoot the yachid. So if we see that what? That a board of 9 is considered a reshut harabim. So the Gemara says, no problem, we can answer that. Zimnin Mishani La. So now Rabbi has to answer. So Rabbi used to answer this question in one of two ways. Zimnin Mishani Lehu Ve'erubo Bekarmeli. When it said, Hu Ve'erubo Bereshut Harabim, so it didn't mean that. It meant Hu ve'erubo bekarmelit. Which the Braita came along and said, and the Braita called this. We thought that the guy standing in a shut rabim, and then we had a question. He's in a shut rabim, and this is a different shut. So no, he was really standing in a karmelit. Standing in a karmelit, v'amai karmelit in a shut rabim. So why did you tell me he's standing in a shut rabim? If you tell me he's really in a karmelit, the fish in a shut yachid. Then we said this on yesterday's daf. Exactly, it's not dafka. When it said that he's standing in a shut rabim, it meant that he's not standing in a shut yachid. He's in a karmelit. So it's a karmelit, and the ball is a karmelit. The zimni meshani la hu b'shut rabim v'erubo b'karmelit. No problem. He's in the shut rabim, and you're right. The board is a karmelit, and guess what? You're still allowed to access it because since the karmelit is only midrabbanan, the rabbis will not go zer on the rabbanan's ben Hashem Ashot. And since ben Hashem Ashot is the time that you have to be able to access it, because that's the time that the eruv becomes valid. So therefore, v'rabbi tamar kodamar shu meshum shevut. Anything that's only a shu meshum shevut, lo gazu ala ben Hashem Ashot. Now, Rava comes along and says, the Gemara comes along and says, ve'lo tema dechoye kamadchina lach. Don't come along and think that I'm just pushing you off with these answers over here, and I'm telling you that the board is considered a karmelit. Ela dafka karmelag. I mean what I say, I'm saying it bedafka. Why? Because I have a mishnah to back me up. Ditnam. Imayad kakmayim v'reshut rabim ma'alechet po. Let's say you have a kakmayim. What's in a kakmayim? You have a puddle. You have a puddle in the reshut rabim. Then the people are walking through the puddle over here. Hazorek letocha dal ramot hayav. If you throw dal ramot into the puddle, hayav means the puddle is considered reshut harabim. Bechama hu rekakman. How deep is the puddle that we're talking about over here? Pachot me'asarat tefachim. Oh, less than 10 to 7. 9 tefachim deep puddle in the reshut rabim is considered a reshut harabim. Continue. Verekak ma'im shereshut harabim mehalechet bo. Repeats. There's a double statement here. The nekak ma'in sheshum emechabo azorim b'chon alamot hayav. Now why would it have to say nekak twice? Old Pam, it says nekak ma'in sheshum terbim b'alechetbo hazorim b'chon alamot hayav. The nekak ma'in sheshum terbim how many times you want to say the same case? I have no problem why he wants to say the story of Rekak, the puddle, twice. One's talking about the winter, and one's talking about the summer. When is a person more prone to walk through a puddle? In the summer, because he cools off. So that I can understand that the Rekak is considered a shoot in the summer, because people access it. But maybe in the winter, where it's freezing cold, maybe you don't consider the Rekak a shoot, because people are not going to walk through it. Kamash Malan, again, I was going to say, they'll walk through it in the winter also. Why? Because they're dirty already. They're dirty already. In the winter, in the summer, I have a civil out to say they're not going to walk through because they don't want to dirty themselves. But in the winter, where you're dirty anyway, they'll walk through it. So there's a hadush on both sides. Mesricha. In the summer, I don't know they'll walk through because they want to cool themselves off. In the winter, no. Now go the other way. Agav the matlif, since they're dirty already, makreb and achita. But we want the hamah lo siricha. Good. So that's the reason why I have to give you two cases of rekak. Ela iluk terezemne lamli. Why does it have to say v'reshut rabim alechetbo? V'reshut rabim alechetbo. Why does it have to make the point that you have the rekak and the people are walking through it? And the people are walking through. What's that? Ela lav shmamina hiluk al yedei adag shemei hiluk tashmish al yedei adag lav shemei hiluk shema. Me nah. Comes the Gemara and says the Hadush. Why is the Hiluch Hiluch twice? It's coming to make a point. Because Hiluch Aliyah. Now, and we all agree, walking through this puddle is not so easy. This would be considered a classic case of Hiluch Aliyah Hadach. But what is it saying? It's considered Shut Rabim. Why is it saying it twice? It's coming to make an implication that Dafka Hiluch Aliyah Hadach is considered a Hiluch, but tashmish al yedei hadag, but a usage that is al yedei hadag is not considered a tashmish nafkamina for a board that is huh?
Because it only said it once.
No, because said it twice.
No, by.
No, because I mean, here the fact that here it said it twice is to make the implication. V'reshut harabim ha'alechet bo. V'reshut harabim ha'alechet bo. It's coming to me, dafka, when it's a hiluch al yedei adahan. What are you saying it twice for? It must be to imply somewhere else it's not. Where is it somewhere else it's not? Usage. That if they use, proof to rabah. That a board that's gnawing. Yeah, people do use it, but what? You have to bend down, the guy's sighing, the guy's grieving, that he has to stick it in the ball. So then we'll see, so don't think I'm saying something, I'm just pushing you off that this is a kamili, this is not the solution to the beam. I have a mishnah to back what I'm saying. I'm not giving you dohak answers to try to support my answer. I don't know, I have a mishnah that's basically the fact that I repeated it twice, it's to make its implication. Baruch Hashem, amen.